Tom in Denver, Colorado. You're up next on Catholic Answers Live with Charles Lemandry. Hey, Tom.
Yes, hey. I have a question regarding what is the church's strategy, or do they even have one, which is the next logical step that I see in this progression of gays requesting to be married in the church. You know, that a number of churches receive government grants. Schools certainly do. You know, is the church prepared for this? And, you know, what would they do? How do you see that kind of unfolding?
Good question, Tom. But the authorities, Mr. Lemandry, have promised this will never happen.
Right.
Interesting. My tongue is
because passed. There was a law passed in Canada, at least one province, where the Catholic schools had to teach a state-sponsored curriculum. And because the Catholic schools in Canada do get direct government funding, that became a real issue. But recently, the Supreme Court of that province struck that down and said you can't make Catholic schools teach a government-sponsored, really a theology-type program, which is pretty egregious. However, within the past week in this country, not surprisingly, because we've been predicting this a long time, a gay activist came out and said it's time now to pull the nonprofit status from any church that won't marry gay couples. And then a lot of people complained, and they pulled that message. But I guarantee it will come back in increasing force.
You mentioned, by the way, Tom, thanks for the call. You mentioned, Chuck, about having to throw away the list you used to compile of people
right.
who were unjustly treated because it's just coming so fast and furious.
Right.
Do you think the card's being overplayed? Do you foresee a backlash of the other 98% saying, look, we don't, this is not bigotry, this is not hatred, this is not discrimination, but let's stop the insanity and have a rational conversation about how to get along?
I do see that, and you know, I predicted that, and the more the other side overplays his hand, it is spiritual warfare, and as we know, Satan does frequently overplay his hand, but we saw it with the Chick-fil-A boycott, the counter boycott, you know,
yep.
hundreds of thousands
Hobby
of
Lobby.
People showed up and supported Chick-fil-A. We've seen it with the Phil Robinson on Duck Dynasty. Something like 20 million people responded in a week, and they ended up reinstating him. And then most recently with the pizza parlor you mentioned in Indiana, they got something like over 800,000 in donations in a few
mm-hmm.
days and are back open for business as of today.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. So the more people are realizing this is, in fact, a very real problem for Christians. You know, the heart of America is still good. Americans are still have that independent, patriotic spirit. They understand the importance of religious liberty. Once they get the message that it's really under attack, I think we'll see them start to rally more.
I want to revisit something you just said because I guarantee you someone is going to complain. You said Satan always overplays his card.
Right.
Maybe we can finesse that. I know what you meant. But,
sure.
But what did you not mean? You're not saying gays are
oh,
satanic.
Of course not, no. And I'm not
you know
saying,
why I have to bring that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right to do it. And we're supposed to address these issues, and I try to do that. And I appreciate you reminding me with sensitivity and compassion because this is an issue that really strikes to the core of a lot of people, and they are understandably sensitive about it. We're not saying any individual person is evil or bad. We're not judging anyone. That's God's mm-hmm. business. But, you know, I'm not alone. The last three popes that I've mentioned have said that this is an evil that is being inflicted on society, not any individual, but the ideology. Pope Francis recently called this gender ideology demonic, and Pope John Paul II, now saint, of course, said it was an evil ideology as well.
If you did a LexisNexis search of Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio,
right,
Prince of Darkness, Father of Lies, Satan,
right,
gender agenda, and
right.
Gay marriage. It's amazing how many times he's mentioned Satan with respect to the one being behind the strife
well,
to
that's
confuse
right.
and destroy the family.
Well, he said when he was the cardinal in Argentina that it was a mechanization of the mm-hmm. Father of Lies to confuse people.